Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're speaking about the importance and virtues of zikr. If you want solace and peace and satisfaction, then you need to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durood Sharif is one of the zikrs that are prescribed daily for us to make one tasbih in the morning and one tasbih in the evening. And some mashayikh recommend three tasbihs in the morning and three in the evening. So maybe you start off with one and then you can go to two and then to three. What is very important is that a person does it with istiqamat, that he is very punctual in his zikr. The mashayikh say, maamulat ki pabandi tarakki ka zina hai. That a person being punctual on his daily maamulat, his zikr, this is the ladder to progress. If a person wants to progress, then he has to do it with punctuality. It mustn't be that you do it one day and then you leave it out. As far as possible, you must always try to complete your maamulat. Even if a person is traveling to the best of his ability, whatever zikr he has allocated for himself, he needs to complete it. Zikr is also a very strong fought against shaitan. We are in a time now when shaitan and the agents of shaitan are attacking us from all directions. So zikr is a strong fort. A man that is making his zikr regularly, inshallah, he will be protected from the waswasa, the insinuations of shaitan, as well as the subliminal messages that the agents of shaitan spread throughout the world. Everywhere you find they have got subliminal messages, hidden messages. So to the barakat of zikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. And we were speaking about the Durood Sharif as well. It is mentioned Sheikh Abul Hasan Shaziri Rahmatullahi, who is the founder of the Shaziri Silsila. He is also the author of the famous kitab called Hizbul Bahar, which is a very, very effective kitab to recite for protection. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi, he used to recommend his disciples to recite the Hizbul Bahar on a daily basis. And he mentioned that two great benefits that could be achieved by it. One is that your rozi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you. And the second thing is that your enemies throughout your life, remember, there will always be people out there that are trying to throw spanners in your work. So to the barakat of this wazifa or this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from your enemies. So Sheikh Abul Hasan Shaziri rahmatullahi was once traveling in a jungle and he was confronted by wild animals. And he's thinking to himself, now what can I do now in this situation? So he thought to himself, let me start reciting Durood Sharif. And he said through the barakat of Durood Sharif, he continued reading that Durood Sharif, because when you recite one Durood, then 10 of Allah's rahmats descend on you. And he said, alhamdulillah, he completed his journey without any difficulty. No animal had attacked him or harmed him in any way. This is the barakat of Durood Sharif. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he's got an incident in his kitab, Fazail Durood. A woman lost her daughter. So she was very, very grieved about it. And she came to Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali and she asked him that, please give me some wazifa to read that I may see my daughter in the dream. So Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali told her that after Isha namaz, you read four rakats of Nafal Salah, and in every rakat with Surah Fatiha, you recite Surah Takathur, Al-Hakumut Takathur. After you finish your four rakats, then you go to bed, but continuously recite Durood Sharif till you fall off to sleep. So the woman did as instructed by Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, and she had seen the daughter in the dream. But then that had added to her anxiety because she'd seen the daughter is in azab and she's in punishment. So she comes back to Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali and she mentions, this is the story now. Now I'm even more worried now because now I've seen in a dream that this girl is in punishment. Remember, the azab of the qabr is a reality. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, seek Allah's protection against the azab of the qabr. Always make dua. One very, very comprehensive dua is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azaabi jahannam wa a'udhu bika min azaabi al-qabr وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. That yeah, there's four things you're seeking protection against. One is Jahannam. The second is the Qabr, Azab of the Qabr. The third is the fitna of Dajjal. Although we know Dajjal has not come out as yet and he has not appeared, but some ulama mentioned it would seem like the forerunners of Dajjal are already trying to pave the way for him. And the fourth thing is that the fitnas of life and death, where, you know, conditions that will lead you, take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will take you to a point of frustration where you start losing your patience. So we're going back to the incident, and this woman now, she tells Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. So Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he instructs her, give sadaqah. And you know, if you see a dream like this here, that someone is in azab, Allah protect us and our family members and all those who have gone from the dunya, Allah forgive their sins and give them the highest stages in Jannah. We need to make dua for them constantly. Remember, they're waiting for your duas. So then, give sadaqah. So the woman went and she gave sadaqah. Anyway, that night, Hasan Basri rahmatullahi, he is seeing in the dream a very beautiful girl sitting on a throne with a crown around her head. And she asked him, do you know who I am? He said, no. He said, I am the same girl that you had given my mother something to read to see me in the dream. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi says, but according to what your mother told me, you were in azab and you were in punishment. So she said, yes, that was my condition. But during the course of the day, one pious person, one Allah wala, went past the graveyard. He read Durood Sharif one time and he conveyed the sawab to the inmates of that qabrastan. And alhamdulillah, to the barakat of that, so many of us all have been released from the azab. So this is the power of Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is something that has got great effect in it. And the more Durood a person reads, then the more the benefit he gets. And Durood Sharif is such an amal that the barakat of it, you don't only enjoy. Even your children and your progenies will enjoy it. There is narrations to tell you that the Durood Sharif, if you read excessive, the father is reading Durood Sharif, then the blessings of that will not only be enjoyed by him, and he will not only experience the blessings, but even his progeny, even his children, his grandchildren. You know, you want to leave something behind for your children. Every person wants to put up some investments. You know, you want to secure your progeny. But by reading excessive Durood Sharif, inshallah, you will be leaving behind one of the greatest gifts that you could give them, the barakat and the blessings of that Durood Sharif. And there's so many incidents of different pious people where they were seen in the dream, etc. And so many of them, in fact, some pious people even mentioned that whatever we achieved, whatever we received, all the ni'mats, all the favors, spiritual or material, was all through the barakat of Durood Sharif. Because we read so much of Durood Sharif, excessive Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. The next zikr that is prescribed for us is istighfar. Now remember, when you're reading istighfar, always read it with a feeling of remorse in your heart. We all are sinful. No person can claim to say that I am a saint or I am completely innocent and I do not commit any sins at all. Only Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they are masoom. But besides that, we all are sinful. So that is why we need to constantly reflect over our weaknesses. Allah Ta'ala, we never worshipped you as we ought to worship you. We never made ibadat as we ought to make ibadat. Even our ibadat, look at the condition of our ibadat, look at the condition of our salah. It's only Allah's fazl and grace that Allah will accept it. So when making istighfar, have a feeling of remorse within the heart, feel a feeling that, you know what, Allah Ta'ala, I am committing so many sins and I've been so ungrateful to you and I'm asking you for your forgiveness. And then some mashayikh will prescribe that then you visualize like a water, like a stream that is coming from the sky, and it is washing you completely clean. So all the dirt, all the filth on you, as you're reading istighfar, you're trying to cry also, you've got remorse also, Allah forgive me. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, kya jaane koi ashke nadamat ki hakikat. Does anyone know the true value of a tear of remorse? You know how Allah Ta'ala loves that. When a person cries and he's got remorse in his heart, that Allah Ta'ala, I'm so sinful and I've been so disobedient to you and I've broken so many of your commands and I've never remembered you as I ought to remember you. So does anyone know the true value of that one tear? Konain kharide hai, usi ek guhar se. With that one pearl, in this poem of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he resembles that tear to a pearl. With that one pearl, you can purchase the dunya and you can purchase the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala can bless you in this world and the year after. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.